Okay, page number 26, there is a there's an outline there that might help you to follow along. There's lots of space there, but feel free to write some notes if that's going to help you. We all have Hollywood heroes. All of us have Hollywood heroes. I'm not sure what you said to the person beside you. We all have people that are famous, Hollywood stars, people in movies, people in the magazines, people on the TV, and maybe it even might be people who are in bands. They're sort of part of Hollywood. And we think about them, yeah, he's pretty cool. I like him. He's a bit of a hero. Or we think, she's pretty cool. I like her. She's a bit of a hero. Now, one of my Hollywood heroes is about to pop up on the screen and also pop up in my hand. Okay, on the screen, we're going to see a picture. That's actually my shrine at home. I just took it just before I took Napoleon out. I've got a quote book, I've got a calendar, I've got a badge, I've got a lunchbox, and I've got this bad boy here, Napoleon Dynamite, who is a...
Just listen to your heart.
A fantastic little... That's what I do. Good work, Napoleon. He's one of my Hollywood heroes. By the way, I didn't buy any of those things. People keep giving them to me. That's okay, you can keep giving them to me. But I didn't make the shrine. Others did that for me. Now, one of the reasons why Napoleon Dynamite is one of my Hollywood heroes is because he's a smart guy. He's clever. He's a brilliant artist. Have you seen his lager? Fantastic. He's got curly hair. If I let mine grow, I've got curly hair. He's got a whole stack of sweet skills. Like, he's got nunchuck skills. He's got computer hacking skills. He's got bow hunting skills. He's got cage fighting skills. Man, he has got stacks of skills. He's one skillful dude. I've been using the word dude a bit lately, and I don't think it's cool, but that's because I was born in the 80s. I love the movie, Napoleon Dynamite. I love how he isn't afraid to be himself. I love the type of friend that he is. He always looks out for his buddies. He's always there, covering their backs. I can safely say that Napoleon Dynamite is one of my Hollywood heroes. Now, often when we have Hollywood heroes, we try to be like them. We try to do things like they do things. And so about to pop up on the screen is another picture. This is also part of my shrine, a little bit higher up. Here's two young fellas. We've got little Napoleon and little Pedro. And they're being just like their Hollywood heroes. Either that or they're just doing what their parents told them to do so their parents could make some money by selling a photo on the internet. But they've got the full kit. It looks fantastic. He's even got the right moon boots. Pedro's even got the moustache. They've got it all. Now, that's a cute type of thing, but who are your Hollywood heroes? Who is it? I want you to write your Hollywood hero. If you had to say one Hollywood hero, write it down. You might have already shared one. If you just had to say one, write it down. Who's your Hollywood hero? Maybe it's Steve Irwin. Steve Irwin, he's a bit of a Hollywood star. Made lots of money on the big screen and the small screen. Maybe it's Harrison Ford. Check this photo out. Be very, very careful with Google Images. Be very, very careful. I think he was in some movie. Is it Star Trek or something? Star Wars. Is he one of your Hollywood heroes? Maybe you go for more of an Aussie battler. She was on East Street or Neighbours or something like that. World famous singer, dealt with an illness, Delta Goodrum. Maybe she's one of your Hollywood heroes. Maybe you're even more Aussie than Kath and Kim, than Delta Goodrum, Kath and Kim. Maybe they're your Hollywood heroes. Maybe Jackie Chan. Who knows who Jackie Chan is? How cool is that? He is like Kung Fu master. If you think Jackie Chan's good, maybe your Hollywood hero is actually none other than Chuck Norris. Now, Dale told me just before that Chuck Norris's tears actually cured cancer. The problem is he's never cried. There you go.
If you don't know who Chuck Norris is, get a life.
Maybe it's Nicole Kidman. She might be your Hollywood hero. Maybe someone from the younger generation. I haven't seen these movies, but I think this guy's pretty hot from what I've heard. Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter. You guys have grown up with Harry Potter, haven't you? You're sort of grown as he's grown up. Maybe your Hollywood hero is that fantastic actress, Britney Spears. She's got the golden ticket, her t-shirt there says. Or maybe it's Tom Cruise, who's gone a bit nutty and a bit mental in the last few years. Maybe it's Bono. He's a musician. He hasn't really been in movies, but he's a bit of a Hollywood celebrity. Or maybe it's that remarkably intelligent, remarkably clever, hard-working Paris Hilton. I didn't realise what she was doing with the finger until just before, but there you go. If you can't work that out, it's okay. Okay, we'll take Paris off the screen. We'll take Paris off the screen. Okay, whether I've said your hero or not, whether one of those famous people is your actual Hollywood hero, we all seem to have them. And the question is, how do you respond to them? Maybe you actually start dressing like them. Maybe you start talking like them. Mate, ripper. Maybe you use the same swear words that they use in their movies. Maybe you love Samuel L. Jackson and you copy his swear words. I remember at high school, particularly with boys, I didn't hang out with girls, hang out with the boys. Quoting the latest movie was sort of one of the always the in things to do. Wayne's World lasted for the whole time of high school. There was always a Wayne's World quote for everything. Maybe with your Hollywood hero, maybe you've started to think like them. Maybe you've even made plans like the way they make plans. You see the way they do things socially, and so you do those things socially. Maybe you want to be them. You desperately want to be your Hollywood hero. Now, often there are some quite good characteristics that are worthy of emulating, worthy of imitating from different Hollywood stars, from different celebrities. But I want to give you three reasons tonight, three reasons why you need to turn from the idol of celebrity and Hollywood and TV and magazines and fashion and all that type of stuff, to turn away from that, to turn away from treating that as an idol, to serve the true and living God. I want to give you three reasons. And the first reason why you ought not to worship celebrities is because when we worship other people, celebrities or whoever, what are we doing? We're worshipping the creation rather than the Creator. When we worship other people, we're worshipping something that's been made by God rather than the Maker. We're worshipping the creation rather than the Creator. Now, as I said before, it's not wrong to admire people. It's not wrong to admire celebrities. It's not wrong to admire the person beside you. It's not wrong to admire your parents. It's not wrong to admire your school teachers. They might have some fantastic artistic gifts. They might be a great actor, actress. They might have a good personality. But when it comes to worship, when they take the place of God in your life, when a celebrity or another person, even your parents, or one day if you have kids, when other people take the place of God, it's called idolatry. And that's a problem, because we're no longer treating God as God. If you have a look in Romans chapter 1, which you should still have open, verse number 22 says, although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal men and birds and animals and reptiles. Now, one of the things here in Romans chapter 1 here that it's saying is that in absolute foolishness, there are people, which is actually true of not just people that are being written about there and now, but actually true of everyone. People swap the glory of the Creator God for images made to look like reptiles and people and birds. And people swap the glory of God and worship other things that He has made. Verse number 25, a little bit further down, it says, they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Now, you may not be thinking that this really applies to you. You don't really sit there bowing down to a Napoleon Dynamite shrine. You don't really sit there bowing down to some celebrity type of shrine. You may not feel like you have a problem with this, but I want to suggest that whenever we put people before Jesus, whenever we put people before God, it's a form of idol worship. Not just some celebrity. It might even be a Christian. You might know a Christian that's really encouraging and you worship them more than Jesus. Or it might be the cool guy in the class that you just want to be like and you want to please him rather than pleasing God, your Creator. If you're a Christian, Jesus needs to come first. There's a whole bunch of ways you can define what a Christian is. One of the ways you can define what a Christian is by saying a Christian is someone who has Jesus as number one. Maybe you might like to think, is Jesus number one? Does he come first? Or does another person, or the latest fashion, or the latest movie, or the latest TV show, does it come first? If that's happening, you may not be a Christian. If Jesus is not on his throne, if Jesus isn't at number one, if you're putting anything before Jesus, it's called idolatry. You ought not to put your Hollywood hero, you ought not to put your friends, you ought not to put even other Christians there. Now, just a quick show of hands. When I grew up, when I was a teenager, I had 1,000 posters on my walls. Do you still put posters on your walls? Hand up if you do. Okay, hand up if you don't. Okay, hand up if you have a MySpace page. I think MySpace pages are almost like virtual walls. Okay, you may not have anything up in your room because you're on the computer all the time and you're putting your favourite new YouTube video, you're putting your favourite new picture, you're putting your favourite band song, you're putting your favourite this, you're putting all these things that you really, really like. Now, what picture do you have on there? What dominates if you've got them on your walls, if you've got them on your MySpace page? What dominates? Think about it for a moment. What do you talk about the most? What's there the most often? Because I want to encourage you, what are you plastering on your walls? What are you plastering on your website? What is it being shaped by? Do you have pictures of your favourite superstars? Do you have pictures of your YouTube things, whatever it might be? Because we live in a society that's driven by images. It's driven by billboards, massive billboards. We don't have as many of them in Gosford because Gosford don't let you have billboards up, if you didn't know that. In Wyalshire, there's billboards. In all throughout Sydney, there's billboards. Flashy advertisements. Like you drive down the main roads in Sydney and there's these big, huge advertisements that I think they cause half the crashes on the roads. You're trying to read what that flashy advertisement is. It's a dangerous place to live, the world we live in, with all these images that keep being flashed before our eyes, on TV, on the movies, at the previews at the movies, on our websites, on the pop-up ads that pop up all over the place. We live in a society that is driven by images. And you know what we're constantly being told to do? We're being told to worship those things, to worship those other people, or that other lifestyle, or that TV show, or that movie, or whatever it might be. We're constantly being told to worship superstars, celebrities, other people, rather than the true and living God. It's a dangerous world. Fashion, gossip, images, all these things filling up our brains. Can I encourage you tonight to not worship the creation? Don't worship things that God has made. Rather, worship the Maker. Worship the Creator. Worship the one that made it all. So the first reason there, when we worship other people, we're worshiping the creation rather than the Creator. The second reason why I want to encourage you to run in the opposite direction from celebrity and turn to God is because when we worship other people, what we do is we take our eyes off that which matters most. We take our eyes off where they should be focused. Quickly turn over to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. It's towards the back of your Bible if you're still in Romans. Galatians, Ephesians. Philippians. Colossians chapter 3. Here's what it says. Colossians chapter 3, verse number 1. It says, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will all appear with him in glory. You see what it's saying there? It's saying a number of things. It's saying where we're to set our hearts and where we're to set our minds. Where does it say where to set our hearts? Can you see it there? Verse number 1. Someone shouted out. On the things above. We're to set our hearts on the things above. Verse number 2, where are we to set our minds? on the things above. We're to set our hearts and our minds on the things above. Why is it that we're to set our hearts and our minds on the things that are above? Well, according to Colossians chapter 3 there, it says that we've died with Christ and we've been raised with Christ. That is, when Jesus died and was buried, it was as if we died with him and we were buried with him. When Jesus rose again, it was as if we got up out of the grave and rose with him. It was as if when Jesus died on the cross, we were strapped to him. You got the picture? So as Jesus dies, he dies our death, and we're united with him in that death. As Jesus is buried, well, we're united with him in that. And as Jesus is raised in glory, we're united to him in his resurrection. You see, when we get caught up with Hollywood and celebrities and even other Christians, when we get caught up with putting them before Jesus, what we're doing is we've taken our eyes off the main game. We've missed the point of life. If you're now a Christian, your orientation is not towards things here on earth, but it's to be towards things in heaven, the things above, the things of Jesus, the things that will last forever and ever. Not the things here and now that will fade away and will disappear. If you're a Christian, you ought to have your eyes, your heart, and your mind focused on the things above. So when you're focusing on some type of celebrity or some type of cool person in your year group that you really want to impress, what you're doing is you're shortchanging God and you're focusing on the wrong thing. Now, a number of years ago when I was a primary school teacher, I went to see Disney on Ice. It was fantastic. There's a bunch of different shows on that day. It took a bunch of infant kids, lots of toilet runs, a little bit of vomit, lots of fun. My favourite one of the three shows that I had on was the Tarzan and Jane one. It was spectacular. Like, I can't do that stuff with shoes on. And they're doing it with skates on, the jumps they were doing, the tricks they were doing, the swinging on ropes. It was fantastic. Now, there's one point in the Tarzan one where there's these guys that sort of skate, right? Tarzan, I think was his name. There's these guys up on a box, and Tarzan ends up on this sort of lever. These two guys on their skates jump off this high box, land on the seesaw. What happens to Tarzan? He gets launched in the air. Literally, we're talking over 5 meters. This was a big catapult. And he lands smack bang on top of a chair that's been suspended 5 metres in the air by one guy at the bottom holding it like this. It was spectacular. Everyone was clapping and cheering and weeing and vomiting and whatever else the little kids were doing. It was magnificent. The next day I got to school, I was talking to one of the other teachers in the staff room and said, "How good was that when Tarzan went launched in the air and landed on the chair?" And she said, "Oh, I missed it." "What? Did you go and take some people out of the toilets?" "No, I was just looking over here. It was sort of happening over there. I heard all the applause, but I saw it on the chair, but I missed it." You see, she was focusing on the wrong things. Not her own fault at all. She just didn't happen to be looking where the main game was. When we focus on the things of this world, when we focus on celebrities, when we focus on Hollywood, when we focus on fashion, when we focus on how we look and beauty and all those types of things, we're actually missing the main game. We're to focus on Jesus. We're to focus on him. We're to focus on what he has done. Our hearts, our minds, our eyes, all of those things are to be focused towards heaven. If you spend all your time stargazing and looking at celebrities, checking out trashy magazines, you're missing the big picture. You're missing Jesus, the one who died and rose again for us. I want you to think for a moment, how much time do you spend a week watching TV and filling your mind with those images? And maybe you take Lost, and you take 24, and you take The Simpsons, and you've got 50 reruns of the same Simpsons. How often do you watch TV? Or maybe DVDs, or maybe even vodcasts. You might watch videos on the internet. What about movies? Maybe you watch some DVDs a week, maybe you go out to the movies once a week. How much time do you really spend doing those things? What about thinking about the latest fashions? How much time do you spend doing that? Maybe flicking through the catalogue, or when you get your new glossy magazine, flicking through that and checking out the latest fashions, checking out the latest surf shop catalogue, checking out the latest General Pants Co. catalogue, or the Supre catalogue. Is that where girls shop? Supre? No? Okay, sorry. Of all the shops in Erina, I said the wrong one, sorry. How many quotes do you know from your favourite TV show? How many quotes do you know from your favourite movie? How many actors' names do you know? Are you getting caught up? Are you getting caught up with Hollywood? Are you getting caught up with other people? Are you getting caught up with other images, celebrities, whether they're famous or not? Or are you getting caught up with the things of Jesus? I want to encourage you tonight to take a step back and to lift your eyes a bit and see the Lord Jesus who died and rose again. And see that if you're a Christian, if he's number one, your eyes are to be fixed on him. Your heart is to be with him. Your head and your mind are to be with him. There's the second one. When we worship other people, we take our eyes off what they should be focused on. The third and final thing is that when we worship other things, when we worship other people, we stop thinking about stuff that's way better. We stop thinking about better stuff when we worship celebrities. Have a look at Philippians chapter 4. It's a page back. Page back towards the front. Philippians chapter 4. It should be one page turn. Chapter 4's got some remarkable statements in there on joy and how Christians are to be joyful in everything. But I want to show you in particular verse number 8. Make sure you can see it. Make sure you can look under a Bible. Otherwise, just listen. Verse number 8, Philippians chapter 4. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. See what it's saying? You see the words in there? True, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy. That's the things you ought to be reflecting on. So much of Hollywood, so much of glossy magazines, so much of fashion, so much of this type of worship where Hollywood comes before Jesus, it's fake. It's not real. It's glitter without any substance. It's not true. So much of what you see is false. If you've ever read a TV Week or a Woman's Day or any of those fantastic supermarket aisle reading things, Ro always reads them, and she should because it's not a library. That's what I say to her. She gets embarrassed by that. So if you're married or if you're with your mum or your dad or someone and they pick one up, say, Mum, it's not a library. Anyway, she could try that. It works. I've left Ro behind at the shops before because she was reading for too long. No, I haven't. So much is not true. It's actually false. So much about Hollywood is not noble. It's degrading. So much is not right. It's just plain wrong. So much is not pure. It's dirty. It's seedy. It's disgusting. So much is not lovely. It's far from lovely. It's unlovely. So much is not admirable. It's pitiful. So much is not excellent. It's lame. It's cheesy. And so much is not worthy of praise. Can I encourage you not to look to Hollywood, not to look to your Hollywood heroes, not to look to your favourite actors or bands or whoever it might be, not to look to any of that pop culture type of stuff, but look to Jesus. Jesus is where the action is. Jesus is the one that's true. Jesus is the one that's noble. Jesus is the one that's right. Jesus is the one that's pure. Jesus is the one that's lovely. Jesus is the one that's admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy. Jesus is where the action is. The fact that he died and he rose again, that is truly excellent. That is far better than any Hollywood story will ever come up with. The fact that we as sinners can be brought back to an angry God because of what Jesus has done for us, that is worthy of praise. That is fantastic. Now, when you think about the things that you've got up on your walls, when you think about the things you've got posted on your MySpace page, it's not wrong to have a picture of your favourite actress or actor or whatever it might be. It might well be wrong if they're scantily clad, boys. Don't take those ones out of the surfing magazines. Don't touch those. Get the waves, don't get the girl ones. There might well be things that are wrong, but it's not wrong in and of itself if you've got your favourite actor or whoever it might be on your MySpace, on your wall. But maybe you might think about what you'd really rather communicate, what you'd really rather be reminded of. You might actually put Bible verses on there. It might sound a bit dorky, might sound a bit girly, might sound a bit, I don't know. But that might be a better thing to remind you of Jesus and what he's done. You might put photos on your MySpace page and photos on your walls, not of the latest band, but of photos from that. The photos of your friends that remind you of Jesus. Photos of youth group and photos of those types of things are far better things to be filling your mind with and reminding you of. I'm not saying you have to be some Jesus freak that walks around with Bible verses tattooed all up and down their arms, t-shirt saying, Jesus is cool, on the back, I heart Jesus. You can. I'm not saying you have to. You don't have to do things like that. I'm not saying that. I'm also not saying that you can't admire things. It's appropriate to go and admire a waterfall. It's appropriate to look at a piece of artwork. It's appropriate to see a piece of acting and go, that was fantastic. It's appropriate to see things for the beauty that's in them, see things for the goodness that's in them, and admire them. There's lots of things that you can do that with. But they cannot take place of Jesus. They cannot take place of God. One of the things we've started in the last couple of months is Jaywalk. Hand up if you've read anything in the Jaywalk magazine. Lots of people, fantastic. Is it good? Some good stuff. There's been some great articles. I've enjoyed reading them. It's fantastic toilet reading. Let me encourage you to use them there. But one of our hopes for Jaywalk is that it will actually help you to understand the world. Okay? It'll actually help you to understand movies. That's why we want to have movie reviews and book reviews and CD reviews and all those types of things. We hope that it will help you to understand the world and things that go on in the world and things that are good in the world and things that are bad in the world. But we also hope it's something that will help you to understand the Bible and understand how the Bible shapes how you live in that world. You got that? That's one of the aims of Jaywalk and why we want to keep doing it and why you should keep reading it. Because it'll help you to understand the world, hopefully, and help you to understand what it means to be a Christian in that world. So let me encourage you to read that. Let me encourage you to think about how you can interact with the world in a godly way. But you know what? There's many things that are beautiful. There's many things that are fantastic in the world. But Jesus, he tops the lot. Don't get caught up in worshipping anything but Jesus. Turn away from any of those idols and worship Jesus. And that's how we're going to close. Are you going to worship Jesus? Is he going to be your God? Is it your Hollywood heroes or is it Jesus, the true and living God? Don't worship heroes, but worship Jesus. Give him your whole life. Maybe actually when you think about your Hollywood heroes, rather than worshipping them, rather than praying to them or bowing down to them, there's a Wayne's World quote for that, Alice Cooper, they're like, we're not worthy. Anyway, Wayne's World was a long time ago. Sorry about that. Who's seen Wayne's World? Oh, there you go. A few people understood. Good work. So rather than worshipping Alice Cooper, rather than bowing down to your Hollywood idols, rather than praying to them, maybe you could actually pray for them. That might be a cool thing to do. My guess is they probably don't have many Christian friends that are praying for them. I think you ought to pray for your non-Christian friends at school and that you interact with daily, but someone needs to pray for those famous people. It would be marvellous if they turn to Jesus. I'm going to close by letting you in on a little secret. I don't know if I've told you this one, Roe, so quick apology if this is... No, I think I might have told you. When I was 19, I thought about marrying Britney Spears. Okay? I thought about marrying Britney Spears. We were perfectly suited. I was 19, she was 18, I was a Christian, she said she was a Christian, I was saving myself until marriage, she said that she was saving herself until marriage. I even had an email address, it was funkyday@britneyspears.com. She had an email address which was spunkybrit@davemyers.com. No, she didn't have that one. But I actually did have an email address that says funkydave@britneyspears.com, but we won't go there. I don't use it anymore. I wonder if it's still active. Anyway. You know, I thought, well, maybe next time she's on an Australian tour, maybe I can get in touch with her, get to know her. We could get married. Like, we've got so much in common. It only took about a month or not long at all to realise that she probably wasn't the best marriage partner for me. Although I didn't marry her, if you didn't realise. About a month ago, Roe and I prayed for Britney Spears. There was lots of stuff going on in Britney Spears' life at the time. There's That's her when she was like 18. There's a photo that'll pop up now. That's her now. That's a fake one, by the way. That was taking the hair off. But she's gone through some crazy stuff lately. She's been ripped apart by Hollywood. She's grown up and been sexualized. She's tried to make these stands and say I'm a Christian, but she's turned totally the opposite way and worshipped idols. She's worshipped other people. She's worshipped celebrity. You know what? The best thing we could do for her is pray. It's a sad story. Let me encourage you to pray for celebrities. Don't worship them. Because when you put celebrities, when you put your favourite TV show, when you put your friends, when you put your boyfriend, when you put your girlfriend, when you put any of those things before Jesus, it's called idolatry. It's worshipping people created by God rather than the Creator. Let me encourage you to turn away from celebrity. Fix your eyes above and reflect on Jesus. He's the one who is truly excellent. He's the one who is truly praiseworthy. I'm going to pray. Our gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you that we can hear your very voice as we open your word. And we pray that you'd help us not to worship people. We pray that you'd help us not to worship other things that were created, but that we would worship you. We pray for Britney Spears. We pray for many celebrities that we could name right now who don't yet know you, who don't have their trust in you. And we pray that rather than praying to them, that we would pray for them, and that in your mercy you would turn them away from celebrity to trust in Jesus, our true and living God. We pray that you keep helping us as we think about these things, as we go to bed a bit later, that we would keep chewing over these things and what it means for us to have Jesus as number one, what it means for us to worship him before anything else. Please be with us as we do this. Please help us to see how excellent Jesus is, that he died, that he was raised again, and that in him we have life. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.